please tell us more about the findings of the study? What are the main reasons behind this trend?
We investigated severe long-term activity limitations and we're wondering how the trend will be, thinking about that European population is supposed to age, right? So we're going to have higher shares of older adults. And we actually showed that the shares of older adults with severe limitations doesn't really change within the next 30 years, or we don't really expect big changes. But that's only the case if we control for cultural and natural differences in reporting as well. Because what we investigated were subjective, so like self-reported measures, and their differences across countries in reporting. So some like to show a bit the more extreme picture than others. But once we control for that, we can't really expect, also having more old adults, the share doesn't change. Just in absolute numbers, we expect more old adults.
Will this hit only the EU, or will it be a wider phenomenon around the rest of the world?
Well, we did the study on 26 European countries, but in fact, like if we have a look at UN population projections, for instance, there are many more countries, also like emerging countries, which will face this aging trend, so like demographic changes in the population structure. So they're going to expect more older adults because people tend to live longer. If the same trend can be found in terms when it comes to health, so that kind of the share of unhealthy population doesn't really change much, we are not able to give any predictions on that because we did not investigate that. I mean, that's very much dependent on countries as well and how countries develop.
In your opinion, is modern society ready to deal with this particular problem, and how will it change the work of healthcare systems?
Well, I think that modern society is ready for it. Because according to my opinion, it's not really a problem. I mean, as I mentioned, the shares are not changing. In absolute number, we have a change. So definitely there's some demand on policymakers to be focused on this issue. And definitely there are some challenges for the healthcare systems. But overall, it's not necessarily bad because older adults are not necessarily unhealthy.
Sure.
We just have more because the absolute numbers are increasing. But in terms of the share, we would not have more.
In terms of impact on the economy, what kind of effect will this all have on it?
Well, it depends how economies deal with it, because if there is a change that older adults are also integrated in the labor market, it can have a positive impact as well on the economy. If they're excluded, it might be not as positive, of course. But so that's really depending how economies or societies as well are kind of responding to these demographic changes. And I mean, it's also very much dependent, like my colleague Sergei Sherbov did a lot of work on it in his EIC project, for instance, as well, like how you proper measure it. And he showed, for instance, that like 65-year-olds are of much better health and aging actually much better than they used to in 20 years ago, for instance.
I'm sure that's very true, because you see it quite often in the streets that people who are considered to be older now are much more active in terms of what their hobbies and habits, etc.
Exactly, that's the point. So just if we look at like 65 plus, the
sure.
percentage doesn't change in terms of their health, basically, so their unhealthy share doesn't change. So they're just more, and actually what we showed, and showed also like in previous work, also by Sergei, is that they are actually more active. They have much more abilities than they used to have.
Amazing. Now, lastly, in your view, what measures will be efficient in dealing with the problem on a global scale?
As I mentioned, we used one of the subjective measures, so addressing long-term activity limitations. There's a more objective measure, so you can really kind of measure physical performance. I think a combination of the measures would be a good kind of ideal and efficient measure. It's tricky to only take one, like only number of diseases or something like that.